A few months ago, while shopping at our local supermarket, I returned to the car park to find a large 10-inch gash in the passenger side door, left obviously by a white vehicle. Disappointingly, the person who caused the damage drove off without leaving a note. This occurs more frequently than imagined. Of nearly 20,000 motorists polled, more than half experienced damage in a car park, and while two-thirds said they'd leave a note, nearly 18% said they'd drive off if they weren't spotted causing the damage. Many of us see New Year as a time for celebrations, but as I've grown older, the years seem to pass by more quickly and monotonously. Same job, same house, same commute, same in-laws, same relationships. In order for time not to blur into a long, unbroken, repetitive cycle, in our house each year, we try to focus on one small behavioral change, a New Year's resolution. Because in a world where there's so much beyond our control, self-control is the one creative, irrevocable investment we can make in ourselves. Who we are as individuals, how we act when no one is looking, how we respond to each other, to pressure, temptation, or conflict, is the only true possession we keep forever. King Solomon in Proverbs wisely stated, "A good name is better than precious oils, and the day of death better than the day of one's birth." That means we each have a fixed number of years given to us. What we make of ourselves, and especially of our integrity, matters above all else. Coincidentally, about a year ago, parking on an unfamiliar road, I backed into a car and heard a loud crunch. Admittedly, my first instinct was to scan for witnesses and drive off. But instead, I left my phone number and an apology in a note on the windscreen. And though the repairs cost a few hundred pounds, the peace of mind was well worth it.